This is Radio Nepal. I'm Tika Prasad Kharka with the news out of stories first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli commits to bring back and cross Nepali land, including Limpiadhura, at any cost. Prime Minister cautions not to dream of removing him from Prime Ministerial post for his initiation to incorporate new map in Nepal's constitution. Agriculture Minister informs preliminary research shows the crop destroying locust is not going to cause huge loss in Nepal. Nepal's coronavirus cases reached 12,772 with confirmation of 463 new cases today, and total number of coronavirus infection cases crosses 10 million across the globe. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has said that the government would bring back the Nepali lands, including Limpiadhura, that are incorporated in new political map of Nepal at any cost. Speaking in a program organized at Prime Minister's official residence, Baluwarta, today on the occasion of 69th birth anniversary of late leader Madan Bhandari, Prime Minister Oli clarified that Nepal didn't commit any errors by making efforts to bring its own land back. He said the government would not backtrack from it as well. The Prime Minister also cautioned that no one should dream to remove him from Prime Ministerial post because of his initiation to incorporate new political map in Nepal's constitution. The Prime Minister has made it clear that the Nepal's nationality is not that weak as in the past. The Prime Minister said Nepal's nationality has been strengthened now, and he was working not only for present but also future as well. Describing the people's multi-party democracy based on Marxism as the dynamic and most influential concept in the 21st century in Nepal, the Prime Minister recalled the Bhandari in 2048 Bikram Sambat clearly spoke on the encroachment of Kalapani and other Nepali territories in the parliament. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli also appreciated late Bhandari as a hero of Nepali politics of the 21st century and the government's ongoing national campaign for the prosperous Nepal and happy Nepali is founded on the same vision of late leader Bhandari. A variety of programs were held today to mark the 69th birth anniversary of people's leader, late Madan Bhandari, born in Dungi Sakho of Taplejung on the 14th of Asar 2019. Bikram Sambat, then General Secretary of the CPN-UML, Madan Bhandari, died in a mysterious jeep accident at Dastunga of Chitwan on the 3rd of Jes 2050. Bikram Sambat. President Biddyadevi Bhandari has planted saplings in memory of her late husband and people's leader Madan Bhandari on his 69th birth anniversary. President's Secretariat has said that the President planted saplings of various trees on the premises of Presidential Palace, Sital Nivas, today. With the confirmation of 463 new cases today, the total number of coronavirus infections in Nepal has reached 12,772. Addressing the regular press briefing today, spokesperson of the Ministry of Health and Population, Dr. Jageshwar Gautam, confirmed that 105 females and 358 males were tested virus positive in the last 24 hours. The Health Ministry has also said now the coronavirus infection has spread to 77 districts, with the infection in 11,258 males and 1,474 females in total. Meanwhile, 179 people returned home today after health recovery from virus infection in Nepal. As of today, 3,013 people have returned home following health recovery. Likewise, as per the latest update, 215,839 PCR tests have been carried out so far across the country. The Agriculture and Livestock Development Ministry has said that the locusts have not caused much damage in Nepal yet, as it appeared in small groups in some districts alone. The ministry has also urged all to remain alert, saying locusts that entered Nepal via India may spread to other districts as well. Meanwhile, the Far Western Provincial government has constituted a preparedness committee considering possible risk of locust attack in the region. Far Western Land Management, Agriculture and Cooperative Minister spokesperson Khagendra Sharma said the province Governments will provide rupees 25 per kg for those who could catch the locust and bring them. Likewise, province to government has also prepared a work plan to save crops from locust attack. A team led by Secretary at the Land Management, Agriculture and Cooperative Ministry, Dr. Bimal Nirmal, prepared a work plan after having on-site observation and interaction with the farmers. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has said that the locusts that have entered Nepal via India will move away as per the direction of the wind, and the weather pattern will have direct influence on the move of the vermin. The division says for 2 to 3 days the weather has high impact of westerly wind bringing from Arabian Sea and moving towards southwest, and the average speed of the wind above 10 from the surface is 30 to 40 km per hour. Meanwhile, the wind will flow from east to west on Monday to Tuesday, and the speed of the wind 10 above the surface will be at 35 km to 45 km per hour. Therefore, the locusts are likely to race to the western part of the country. The experts have also estimated that the locusts will have no much adverse effect in Nepal as they live in dry places and monsoon has already begun in Nepal. The Nepali Congress Central Committee meeting has been scheduled for coming Tuesday. Nepali Congress Party Office Secretary Krishna Prasad Podal said the Central Committee meeting has been set for 1 p.m. on coming Tuesday. The government has formulated regulations for celebrating National Paddy Day and Paddy Plantation Ceremony. Agriculture Division General Director Kanchan Raj Pandey said the regulations have been formulated considering the coronavirus pandemic. As per the said regulations, assembling more than 25 people have been barred and the people are asked to keep at least 6 feet distance among themselves. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Here we take a short break.
बजारमा नयाँ के छैन, नेपाल टेलिकमका विभिन्न सेवाका अफरहरू सस्तो, साह्रै सस्तोमा खरिद गर्न परेमा *1415 ह्यास डायल गर्नु पर्ने रहेछ, त्यही भएर कण्ठ पारिरख्या
हो र दाई।
त्यति मात्र हो र भाइ, नेपाल टेलिकमले विभिन्न समयमा ल्याउने विभिन्न अफरको बारेमा थाहा पाउन पनि *1415 ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्ने रहेछ नि त।
1415 1415 1415
मलाई पनि कण्ठै भयो दाई।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको संचार।
वेलकम ब्याक। नाउ रेस्ट अफ द न्यूज अपडेट्स। Kolkata Tourism and Civil Aviation Minister Yogesh Kumar Batroy has directed the subordinate bodies to work ensuring results in the next fiscal year. Addressing a meeting of the senior management team today, Minister Batroy asked the subordinate bodies to be proactive from the beginning of the next fiscal year. Minister Batroy also warned that the employees that if they could not lead the work actively ensuring results from the beginning of the fiscal year, they will be removed from their responsibilities as well. A total of 158 Nepalis have lost their lives from coronavirus infection in different parts of the world so far, while 26,227 Nepalis have also been found infected with the coronavirus. According to Non-Resident Nepali Association, NRNA, 18,700 Nepalis living abroad have been recovered from coronavirus infection and on more than 8,000 Nepalis in Gulf countries alone. The NRNA, with coordination of Nepali embassies and missions of the concerned countries, has rescued more than 11,000 Nepalis and sent them back to Nepal. Protection and reconstruction of historic and archaeological heritages have continued even in the lockdown period. In today's meeting of International Relations Committee under the House of Representatives on the work progress of current fiscal year and action plan of coming fiscal year of the Department of Archaeology, department said that the construction activities, except some projects of archaeological heritages protection, have been continued. Director General Damodar Gautam said that the reconstruction of 410 heritages has completed and Works are on to complete the reconstruction of heritages at remaining places. A total of 920 heritages of 31 districts were damaged from the earthquake. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. news. Now on to some international updates. A total number of coronavirus infection cases across the world has crossed 10 million. The data analyst Waldo Meter reported that more than 111,000 confirmed cases of coronavirus infection today. Out of total infection cases, 59.2% cases have been closed, with more than 500,000 cases of death. Likewise, more than 5.48 million people have recovered from virus infection, with more than 501,000 global deaths caused by the COVID-19. As per the latest data, the world still has more than 4.12 million active coronavirus cases across the world. When the world totals 10 million infections, the U.S. has the highest number of corona infections, with more than 2.59 million cases. Brazil has been in the second position of the coronavirus infections, with more than 1.31 million cases. Russia and India are on the list with third and fourth number of infections. Russia has more than 634,000 confirmed cases of corona infection, while India has 530,000 cases. Russia has rejected baseless accusations that it offered Taliban-linked militants rewards to kill U.S. and other NATO troops in Afghanistan. The New York Times and Washington Post cited U.S. officials as saying a Russian military intelligence unit linked to assassination attempts in Europe had offered alleged bounties last year. The Russian embassy in the U.S. said the claims had led the threats to diplomats, and the Taliban also denied there was any such deal with Russian intelligence. Meanwhile, Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden has attacked President Donald Trump over a report that he said if true contains a truly shocking revelation about the commander-in-chief and his failure to protect U.S. troops in Afghanistan and stand up to Russia. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is also likely to occur at many places of the country, with chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of Province 1, Province 2, Province 5 and Far Western Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news from Radio Nepal Pudisa, but before wrapping up top stories once more. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli commits to bring back and close Nepali land, including Limpia Dhura, at any cost. Prime Minister cautions not to dream of removing him from Prime Ministerial post for his initiation to incorporate new political map in Nepal's constitution. Agriculture Minister informs preliminary research shows the crop-destroying locust is not going to cause huge loss in Nepal. Nepal's coronavirus cases reached 12,772 with confirmation of 463 new cases today, and total number of coronavirus infection cases crosses 10 million across the globe. Well, that's the end of the news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our site www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs.